Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. One of my favorite times on Sunday where we can come together and touch one another in some fashion. And I just love it. And I hope you who are out there listening to this will enjoy today's show because I think it's a special show. The topic is Mary Magdalene. And my goodness, there's so many stories told about Mary Magdalene, and actually quite a few of them are contradictory to one another. She's been painted with a broad brush, it seems. The church considered her, oh, what shall we say, a woman of ill repute that Jesus cleansed and sent away demons. We also see her as in a picture of anointing his feet, drying them with her hair. If you are one who believes that perhaps she was married to Jesus, that's another view of her. In the Bible, Peter talks about some envy in the sense because Jesus held her in very high regard. She was considered one of his disciples. Some believe the marriage feast of Cana was actually their marriage. She was at the foot of the cross, portrayed as one who was at the tomb after the crucifixion. So we have many visions of her, and I would ask, what was she really like? I bring this forth today because, as you know, I bring forth information from many people on the other side, and Mary Magdalene has come forth because of the work that I am doing with her beloved Yeshua. And I use that name, Yeshua, rather than Jesus, because even though it has come down to us as his name being Jesus, it really was not the name that his mother would have called him, as it was not a Hebrew name, but rather Jesus was a translation that was given to his name later on. And if you do a search on the internet, you will see that there are several variations of the spelling of Yeshua, but that is according to the best information that I can do through research. It was the Hebrew name. And since I also channel his information, this is what he has given to us, that his name was Yeshua. But getting back to Mary Magdalene, from the information that they have given me, yes, they were indeed two beautiful souls who were entwined together, illustrating and demonstrating the sacred relationship. The sacred relationship between a man and a woman. And in her particular case, she supported him in every way possible, supporting his mission, being there for him at every turn in the road. And there are some beautiful, beautiful messages that she has given discussing her support of him and just about how this relationship evolved between the two of them. And they are live channelings, and they can be found at www.IamYeshuaReturned.com. And Yeshua is spelled J-E-S-H-U-A, IamYeshuaReturned.com. And so her messages there, I do believe, are magnificent for many reasons. First, it gives an insight into this individual that we call Mary Magdalene, but it also gives insight as to Yeshua's mission and how she supported her beloved. And for those who believe that there was this sacred, magical relationship between the two of them, you will just love to hear her messages. Also on that website are Yeshua's lessons. And he is bringing forth information today because what was given 2,000 years ago, people did not understand. Would they understand what DNA meant? Would they understand vibration? Would they understand cycles? Would they understand the new golden age coming in at 2012? And so these things we do not hear about in current scrolls that have been accepted and combined into the Bible because people at the time didn't understand it. But we are ready for that now. And at that website, www.iamyeshuareturn.com, these are topics that Yeshua covers. Now, Mary Magdalene has given me an extraordinary document that will be available to you soon in a free e-book. And why it is so magnificent is because she describes her many lifetimes as they go back all the way to Atlantis. And that is another topic that I find so fascinating is the fact that she describes herself as an energy worker. That she was an energy worker in Atlantis, and she was an energy worker 2,000 years ago when she supported the mission of her beloved. And it was something that I just loved receiving because we don't really think of her in from that point of view, nor do we think of her as someone who came to Earth in the very early days of Atlantis. And not only that, she describes how Atlantis fell and how it wasn't really the plan that this planet would fall into such a dense dimension, but it did. She also explains how through the different dimensions, how the spaces change between energy concepts of the electron, and that souls coming down from the higher dimensions to the lower dimensions, one of the things that they lose is their ability to remember. And it is because a soul in a higher dimension has so many particles in it that when it moves down into a lower compressed dimension, it is not able to take all of its soul abilities with it. And this is what happened in Atlantis. This is what happened during the fall, that we forgot so much of who we were. And because we forgot, we do not remember all of our abilities. And this particular time, when the energies are coming to the planet and we work along at bringing our vibrations to a higher level, what happens is as we start to connect with the energy fields in the higher levels, we start to remember. We start to remember who we are. We start to remember our past lifetimes. And in that memory of who we are, we start to remember our abilities and how to use them. And so, what would be some of these abilities? Well, the most extraordinary ability that we did have in Atlantis was the ability to create, the ability to use energy, thought, and intent, and to actually create form, such as a flower. This is an ability that the early Atlanteans had, the ability to create. They remembered that connection, that energetic connection that they had with Source, or the creator of all and the center of the cosmos. This was broken when humanity fell. And so, my friends, she has come back at this particular point in time to explain these things to us and to explain how important it is to work on elevating your vibrations so that you can not only remember who you are, but remember the gifts that you came, that you carry to Earth with. These gifts that trailed on our coattails, so to speak, they were part of us. This ebook will be available soon, and if you want to be aware of it and receive a copy as soon as it is ready, go to www.metatronminutes.com, sign up for the newsletter, and you will receive the link when this ebook is available. It is an extraordinary ebook because she explains, Mary Magdalene explains from the Akashic Records, the same records that I read, as to how the souls were created, how they were sent forth, and they received this, oh, you might say a command from Source to go experience and to come back. And there is another aspect of that, and help those other souls along the way who have become lost. So they were two commands. And as the souls left the center of the cosmos, we explained how moving down to lower dimensions, that it is very difficult to do this. So the souls divided. They divided a part of themselves to be able to do this. And she explains how it is done. And I also find so extraordinary about one of the things that she says, is she talks about the master soul, that soul that goes back to that moment when it was first created, before it came down through the dimensions, before it divided in any fashion, in any aspect of itself, that we have the ability to connect again with that original soul, our master soul. She explains that this was what her beloved Yeshua was describing when he said that he spoke to the Father. He went within and he conversed with the Father. That this was one of his teachings, but it was not understood by those who followed him because it was difficult for them to understand these aspects. And she and he have come back again to teach us these things, to be able to converse and communicate with your master soul would be very important to us, because she describes how the soul was created originally, and it is so beautiful how all of these particles were thrown forth from Source, particles of Source. That there were over 2,000 particles that were, you might say, thrown off in light, in love, in sound, and they coalesced over a period of time to become our master soul. This is exciting stuff. And when I read her information, I was just so enthralled with all she had to say. And we are in the midst of making this available. You will love reading it. We're illustrating it. And her words are just so beautiful. You can reach me here at a toll-free number, 877-876-5227. Well, you could call about anything that crosses your mind. There are a lot of people out there who have a great devotion to Mary Magdalene, who want to know more about her, and who have had some beautiful experiences themselves in understanding or wishing to understand the Divine Feminine, this entranceway to understanding that we have to balance the male and the female aspect within each one of our souls. And she is there to help guide the way. Again, friends, my number here is 877-876-5227. Give us a call. Don't wait to the last minute. I have a lot of people who send me emails who do this, and by the time they're ready to call, we're ready to get off of the air. If you're in Canada, we also have a toll-free number there, too, 888-815-9750, and we have a caller and your name.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Joy.
Hi, Joy. How are you, dear?
Well, I am so moved, truly, because prior to your show today, I started at 3 o'clock in preparation for it. I was listening to all four recordings of Mary Magdalene.
Aren't they lovely?
Yes, yes. So, of course, when you said that that was today's show topic, I was just really touched, because I have been feeling such a greater oneness with Yeshua, with Mary Magdalene, through my connection with you, and it was such a lovely confirmation of that. So really, I just come to you, again, in response to your invitation last week to report in about my homework assignment that you gave me with regards to my sister.
Before you go on with that, Joy, just let me tell the listening audience that those four recordings that you listened to is at www.imyesfulreturn.com, and I hope that everybody listening will go and hear those recordings, because they are very moving. But get the
getting
back to your homework. What'd you say?
I'm sorry. I'm having such a hard time hearing you. Could you try maybe to speak up just a little bit? I'm doing the best I can. My phone is
okay.
Here.
I'm gonna turn the dial up a little bit. Can you hear me?
That's way better. Go ahead.
Good. So tell me about your homework assignment about your sister.
Well, I think everything coalesces beautifully into what you were talking about today, about the Mary Magdalene messages. The biggest takeaway that I got, because it is a work in progress, just to give you an answer, it's a work in progress, and I am shifting really my entire relationship to myself and to this creation, this that I have with my sister, in a completely different viewpoint. And what I mean by that is today, it coalesced really in saying, how can I come to her? How can I reach out to her from that place of being in honor and service to love? And which is a completely different point of view of how can I show up while I'm still terrified and afraid and not, you know, take another hit. Do you see what I mean? It was a really beautiful way to say, wow, if I really just take myself out of being what I refer to as my normal self and my habituated pattern with this person, and take it to a higher level of remembering, first of all, the depth of love that we shared as an entire family collective, and then widening that relationship that I know we share through Yeshua, and saying, how can I really be so new within myself first to offer her a platform that she can gently be welcomed into showing up in a different way?
Well, my darling, you're walking into your mastery, you know. That
wow.
is that
Thank
story
you.
That you just told. What you're
yes.
describing is walking into your mastery. Because
well, I deeply desire that.
We are all called to walk into our mastery, to be something greater than what we were at the beginning, to raise the vibrations. And because we are bathed in this world of energy, your sister is going to receive on some level of soul an understanding of how you have changed your attitudes towards her. She will have to respond at some level. It might not be right away, but as long as you keep walking into your mastery from that point of view, you are going to heal the situation. First of all, you're going to heal the situation for yourself. And this is perhaps the greatest thing that you can do, to heal yourself.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I knew. I knew that in this regard, I want to just say one thing that I realized that I have always decided to label her as a gift, but I'm really receiving it as such so much more. In this regard, I can feel how at a greater soul, possibly a soul contract level, then our intention was that coming at it from a place of such intense situational pain, it would bring me to step into this mastery, that I knew that I would, it would bring me to a development, to seek development and to seek skills that I had not yet accessed in order to resolve it and to move beyond it. And like you just said, first within myself, and then really because I so believe in the aspect of service to offer it, and I do also now in my own wisdom realize I can only offer it. I cannot make anybody accept anything, but in that open-hearted humbleness of just offer a soft space for her to meet me in utter love. Then that is then her gift to me, really, because it's that pain that propelled me to this point.
Well, Joy, what I have found from the Akashic Records, and I think you believe this too, is that people who are in our close family relationships, we have had many lifetimes with them before this time.
Yes.
And if they were not healed from the past, they're coming up now to be healed, because it's very important to heal these relationships so that we can ascend. And that's why I said
exactly.
to you, the biggest favor that you are doing is healing yourself.
Yes, yes, because it all starts with that. That is my responsibility, isn't it? In the end,
yeah.
That is my responsibility, is my contribution and my part. And what you helped me to do, and I want to really acknowledge you, because even in the simplicity of the techniques that you shared with me, that I even have known, there is something about the dynamic between being in a live connection with you, your energy beyond the words, that has connected me to these techniques with greater aliveness and with greater impact. So even at a cellular level, I'm happy to report, remember my initial request was about my ankle swelling. They're perfectly back to complete normalcy. And so I'm very happy about that. So just to acknowledge the space behind your words that is allowing me to implement these tools in a much more effective and powerful way, and to express to you my deep, deep gratitude.
Well, thank you, Joy. What I do is hold the space in this dimension for healing. And this is what healers do. They help to facilitate that healing by holding the space in this dimension, by watching the healing. And it is something, if you read the Bible and you read the situations where Yeshua healed, this is what was going on. There's a couple things. Someone in this dimension who is holding the space for the individual who is asking for healing, and there has to be a faith, something in the belief system that understands that this is possible. And see, you had that understanding. It's a beautiful thing. And we can do this with others. Because you're inviting the energies from Source, from God. The one person holds the space for the other. There is the belief system, and it makes a triangle, and it is magnificent. And we can do this for anyone. And it's one of those things that we're not aware of, but once you start practicing it, you really start to understand that we can all be healers. Just having the intent, the desire to do it. And they're the only few things that are needed for us to be able to heal one another.
Yes, yes. And that is, in fact, one of the questions that I had today, is I was wondering if Yeshua had another message for me. The very first time I spoke to you, he was there waiting in the wings, and the greatest loveliness was that you brought forth something that I had known deep inside, and yet there is such an incredible empowerment and a new dynamic that comes to an inner knowing when I've heard you voice it. When you asked me, do you know that you knew Yeshua 2,000 years ago, and you know, my answer was, of course. And yet it brought it to such a completely different place to have that witnessed, voiced, and said out loud in the third dimension, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean.
And I was one. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to ask you something. Did you, by any chance, when you were at the website, I Am Yeshua Return, did you go to that page that had memories? They were pictures of different pictures in the Galilee region, and Yeshua has channeled information about each one of those places to help people to remember. Did you go there?
No, I didn't, because I accessed the Mary Magdalene recordings through an email that you sent me, and I'll link directly to them.
Now, go.
I didn't do that, but thank you for telling me.
Yeah, because this will help you, and it's intended to do this. Go to that website, IamYeshuaReturn.com. There is a place there that is called Memories. And what I have done is I've gathered pictures from Galilee, and Yeshua dictated little thoughts about each one of those places. And the purpose of it is to help people to remember the time that they were there with him. So what
I would, you know, that I've been there back, it's a long time ago, almost 20 years ago, but I went on a pilgrimage of the life of Christ all throughout Israel, and one of my favorite times was a meditation that we did at sunrise on the Sea of Galilee directly, and the land there, the particles of the land just were dancing. It was a most amazing experience that lasted an entire month that we went there, and I was in the Qumran at the caves where the scrolls were, and I had a whole little past lifetime movie show up for me. So
you have homework for next week, darling. I want you to go to the website and meditate on those pictures. Read what Yeshua has said about the different places, and then let me know if that has brought forth memories of your past with him.
That's okay.
That's
one. Go ahead.
But let's get back to what you're asking now. You want another message from Yeshua, and we're talking about self-empowerment. And he is here. Yeshua is here. And I am connecting with him. And I want you to connect with him. Just see a picture of him in your third eye.
I do.
Okay. Can you feel the energetic connection with him?
Oh, I just feel like the doors of my heart are wide open.
Okay. You see, putting his image in your third eye is like placing a telephone call to him. And he is here. I am holding the space. And I want you to listen. Go within. He will give you his message. It doesn't have to come through me. You've grown enough that you can go within and hear it. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to be empowered. I want you to go within, and I want you to hear his message to you.
The first words I hear are, I am here, in love, for you, with you, and through you. And I am here for you always. All you need to do is ask.
Well, my darling, isn't that much better to hear it directly from him rather than through me?
All of it is delicious.
Of course it is.
I do. Yes, I do.
And what does it make you feel like when you hear his words?
Well, I've got tears in my eyes. I have, when I closed my eyes, I was filled with golden light. And it is a, almost, I'm sure you know this, it's almost difficult to put words to it, but it's like a moving nectar inside that is very nourishing and very supportive. It's certainly a space that knows no fear. Let's put it that way. That's
beautiful.
I didn't realize that I knew that. It's so great. Yes, and in that, what I heard him say, too, I mean, as you know, too, things are communicated even faster than we can articulate them. It was, you know, that he was holding my sister and me like a nest, as if we were two little birds in a nest in
mm-hmm.
all of our joint heart, and no worries, no worries at all, that love is there.
That's all there is love.
Yes, yes.
So call me back next week and let me know if going over those pictures and listening to his words, if it opened up some doorways of memory for you.
Absolutely. I can't wait to go. I'll finish listening to your show, and I'll go right away. Thank you, Carolyn. Much love to you.
Much love to you, Joy.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye. And so if there are any people out there who have a sense or even ask, did I walk the earth 2,000 years ago with Yeshua? Then go to that website, IamYeshuaReturn.com. Look at the pictures. It's under the tab called Memories. Look at the pictures. Read his words. And see if you can feel yourself being there with him. Because some of the things that he brings forth are quite interesting, and they're very intimate in the sense that there are going to be things that everyone is not going to know about simply because these words aren't in the Bible. They are personal reminiscence of these places. And when you read the words, it will do something. It will move you in a fashion. And so someone else has called in your name.
Hi, my name is Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. A little louder, darling.
Okay, I'll speak. Is this better?
Yeah, that's much better. So what can we do for you, Yvette?
How are you, Carolyn? And thank you so much for what you do and for taking my call.
Well, we're just delighted. Now, Yvette, that's a French name, isn't it?
Yes, but I don't have any French in me. My mother just loved the sound of the name.
Well, it is. It's a beautiful sounding name.
Well, thank you. Carolyn, I guess I'm calling today. I've been a follower of yours for quite some time. I've been to the website. I keep up with the readings and yours and other lightworker sites. So I know I'm on my path. I guess the question I have, if there's any connection that comes up or just something that Mary would say to me, that would be fine. I'd love to hear it.
But do you feel that you have a special connection to Mary Magdalene?
Or Jeshua, perhaps, yes. I don't know for sure. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, what, do you feel that you walked the earth with him 2,000 years ago?
No, but I don't. I do more so feel a connection to Atlantis. Whenever I read about Atlantis, that's when I sort of get real excited. So
well,
I think that I was involved with that in some way.
It sounds to me, Yvette, like maybe the place that we should go is Atlantis and see what your connection is there. What do you think?
Sure, that would be great.
Now, when you have pictures of Atlantis, or you do you see yourself there in Atlantis?
I've never tried to see myself there. But
well,
I
think
I
now's the time to try. Now is the time to try, Yvette.
Okay, all right.
I want you to take a couple deep breaths and relax.
Yes.
We're just friends chatting with one another.
Okay.
So it's very helpful if you relax. And when I say go within, what we can do that several ways. We can envision some part of the physical, like maybe the heart beating or the lungs filling up with air and exhaling. When you think of that or feel that you see it, you're actually inside the body then.
Okay.
And I want you to look down upon the physical. And with energy that comes from the solar plexus, do you see yourself dressed in other garments other than what you're wearing now?
I see a robe, like a purple robe, a heavy robe.
Purple?
Yeah, dark color, maybe black.
Okay.
Or purple or black.
Do you see? It's probably a very deep purple, and it almost looks black.
Yes, that sounds like it.
And do you see that if you're wearing something on your head?
Yeah, maybe a cap or something like that. You know, a covering, not a baseball cap, but a covering.
Sort of like a, what we might consider a veil or like a headpiece.
Yes.
And what color
exactly.
is that?
Black.
I think what you need to do here is ask yourself a question. Where were you living when you were dressed in those clothes?
I'm thinking in the temple.
In the temple of Atlantis?
In some sort of temple or
You were in a temple, but I'm trying to identify where this temple was located. So, okay, you were in a temple. So you see, your higher mind's going to give you this information. And the next question would be, Yvette, you were dressed in this clothing. You were in a temple. Now, was that temple in Atlantis?
I think I'm hearing a yes.
What are you hearing?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to check and make sure that this temple was in Atlantis and not in Galilee.
Okay.
I'm hearing a yes
for Atlantis.
Okay, what was the name of the temple?
Okay. Something with a D. Dianai, something like that?
Well, I'm not familiar with that one. I thought perhaps it might be the Temple Beautiful, but this is another temple. Ask what you did when you worked in that temple.
Something like a protector, meaning like keep out, help keep it cleansed.
So you were working with energies. Ask yourself if you were working with energies or vibration.
I'm hearing yes, both. Yes.
Uh-huh.
That and something else.
Well,
it's like,
why don't you ask what something else was?
Like a keeper. I'm thinking like a doorway, like a keeper, in and out to keep out what shouldn't be come in.
Yeah, see, it was like, very important. The people of Atlantis understood that it was very important to keep the vibrations on a very high level to be able to do their work.
Okay. That feels right.
Yeah, and you see, I'm going through this exercise with you, Yvette, because I want you and I want other people to understand that you can do this. We can all do this. We can search our past. And it's a little bit easier for you because I'm here holding the energetic space for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do this too, and it's a beautiful thing. Now, let's ask yourself if you worked with crystals.
I hear yes, every day. Every day, all the time.
I see you there working with crystals. That's why I asked.
Oh, interesting. That was a quick answer, too.
Yeah, because it was one of your main functions.
Hmm.
Now, do you see yourself looking into a large circular crystal, like a large ball?
Yes, I can see that.
Yes. And I know I see that you work with that, and I'm curious. Can you peer into that ball and tell me if you see a picture in that ball?
A picture?
Yeah. Are you seeing an image? Maybe that's another better word to use. Do you see an image inside of this crystal ball?
A face, like a bearded man, old sage type of a man, you know, white hair, beard, maybe, yeah.
Don't you just love this?
Who is that? Is that me?
I don't know. Let's ask
yourself
who this individual was that you're seeing inside of the crystal ball. Ask yourself that.
Yes, that was me. The old, my doorkeeper person of the temple, I guess.
So how does it feel when you see this and hear this, Yvette?
That's fine. I can appreciate that, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Working so close to something so sacred, yes.
Have you ever done this before?
Never. Never, ever, ever.
Well, I could go to the Akashic Records, and I could look up your past and get these pictures from that and tell you, but what I'm trying to do is have people walk into their own mastery. This is the time.
Right.
The energies are here that we can do these things we're on a higher vibratory level now. We've had a lot of new energies that have come in.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is like a wake-up call in the sense that these are abilities that you are regaining, not just you, but everybody out there who wants to see who they were in the past, to look at what some of your missions have been, to see what you are here to do now. And the reason for this is because it's much more powerful when you go in and find this out yourself rather than me telling you.
Right. I do feel a current connection with crystals. I love them. I really love them. And I can just stare into them for a while. So that would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of crystals do you have? Do you have a round crystal ball or do you have the point? What do you use?
Amethyst. Like the geode, you know, the amethyst with the little points inside. And I want to get a lot more, but, you know, I got that one when I was on travel, and I just had to have it. But I've always wanted a collection of them for no apparent reason.
Have you considered purchasing a crystal ball?
No, I haven't. But, you know, this is eerie to me because I've had many people, and I do mean many, tell me that I have a psychic ability that I don't think I've ever really accepted. And now you're telling me I should look into a crystal ball.
Well, you see, Yvette, one of the things in life is the belief system. And if we come across some concept or some thought and we say to ourselves, I don't believe that, then it's not available for you.
Right.
And we must be open. And you see, you sat with me and you did this demonstration because you were open.
Well, I'm open now.
This is about
the fifth time I've heard it.
This is the big thing that we must do today. We must be open to new ideas, to be curious about synchronicities that happen in our life and to follow them. Because once we start opening up in this fashion, we tap into all of these abilities from our past. So might I suggest, Yvette, that
yes,
you consider getting a crystal ball, working with it a little bit, and then call me back and let me know how it's working out for you.
So I'll just do some search on the Internet as to where I should get something like this?
Well, do you have a well... Let me see what my guidance is suggesting. I was going to suggest that you go to a store and look for one that feels right to you, but what I'm hearing is, what I'm hearing is that you can go on the Internet, ask your inner guidance.
Okay.
Bring forth this picture of this individual that you are looking at right now and ask this individual which one you should buy. In other words, when you go to a site and you see some that you think you might be interested in purchasing, ask him if that is the crystal you should purchase. He will tell you.
All right.
Because I think there's a crystal out there that is waiting for you to work with.
Okay.
Now, Yvette, one more question before you go, darling. What I would suggest is you ask this individual, I want you to look into that crystal again, that crystal ball, and I want you to see his face.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to ask him if you have work to do now with crystals, if that's why you came into this lifetime.
I hear pretty clearly crystals and other. It's not going to stop there. That's just like an inroad.
So that'll be beginning.
Yes, that'll just be the beginning.
So the answer is yes.
Yes.
Now, Yvette, are you ready to begin on your journey?
Yes, ma'am. I am so ready.
Have you been to any of my websites?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have several of them, and I'm on your mailing list.
Have you gone to the 2012countdown.com?
Not so much that one, the Jeshua Returns and some of the others, but I can look at 2012.
Yeah, go, because the information there is remarkable, and it's www.the2012countdown.com.
Okay.
All you want to know about 2012, there is some remarkable information on that site.
Okay.
Well, Yvette,
well,
I'm so delighted that we have opened up something for you. Let me know how it goes.
Oh, I definitely will. And thank you so much, Carolyn, for what you do, okay?
You're welcome, darling.
Okay, be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, my friends, we don't have much time left. Give us a call here, 877-876-5227. This is a toll-free number, and we probably only have time for one more call. Is there anybody out there that feels that they've got a connection to Mary Magdalene? Give me a call, 877-876-5227. I would also like to mention about our Metatron Minutes newsletter. You can sign up for that at www.metatronminutes.com or submit a question. People submit questions, and I bring them to the feet of Lord Metatron, and he answers them, and we put the answers in the newsletter. And some of the, the past newsletters are up on the website also if you want to read them. Beautiful stuff. And your name?
This is June.
Did you say June?
Yes, I did.
Hi, June. Speak up a little, darling. I don't know why we're a little bit low today.
Okay, yeah. I'm really glad to hear your show, and I'm doing that women's circle, and I wonder if Mary inspired me to do.
Right.
And I wonder if she wants me to do something more than I'm doing, or what's her?
Oh, June. You call me up on the telephone, ask me these questions, and you're developing so beautiful.
And
you're
coming
along great, darling. Why are you asking me this? Come on, I'll hold the space for you. I want you to call Mary Magdalene.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, okay.
I want you to call Mary Magdalene. I want you to see her in your third eye. I want you to go within, and I want you to ask her that question. Is there something else that you should be doing that she wants you to share with the group that you're forming? Did she give you an answer?
Trust
yourself. There you go. Darling, we're up at the moment when we're supposed to get off the air. Got to say goodbye, but remember that. Trust your intuition. Follow what you feel and trust your intuition. This is the point where you are right now. Gotta trust your intuition.
That's
and I gotta get
you.
gotta get off the line, darling.
Be until well.
Yes. We will meet again, you and
yes.
I, touching one another next Sunday and the Saturday before. Talk to you then. Goodbye.